You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at MSG, New York. Eddie, just talk me through your last 10 hours. Chaos?
Well, I got the 8:55 flight, which meant that I could land at 11:55, and we made the press conference 3 o'clock. Got to the terminal this morning. They said there's going to be about half an hour delay. There's a technical problem with the plane. Half an hour later, the flight's cancelled. We're looking for another aircraft. So got to Manhattan. Thankfully, they got me through the customs nice and quickly. Actually booked a helicopter to get here because it's a 5-minute ride, but got through so quickly, got my bag, jumped in an Uber. We're here, ready to go. We're starting in 10 minutes. Lovely jubbly. Madison Square Garden.
So you landed in a chopper where?
No, I didn't in the end because I come through security so quickly. I just jumped in an Uber and we're here. Actually, and everyone was fretting all day and I was actually half an hour early. So I don't know what the fuss was about. So I was not going to miss this. Genuinely, if I would have had to make it 8 o'clock tonight, I would have made it 8 o'clock because I ain't missing this press conference.
US media would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I ain't missing this press. Thanksgiving tomorrow as well. So basically Christmas Eve.
Well, let's talk about the workout yesterday. How much of a cut is Lopez Sr. getting in this fight?
He just come up to me. He said, I'm doing your job for you, man. I said, you are. So I'm going to retire, to be honest with you. And I think you should come in full time. I love it all. You don't have to like people. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to like Teofimo's dad. I actually know him. I think he's a nice guy and I quite like him. But if I didn't know him, I'd think he was a complete bellend. And I think a lot of people do. But he's passionate. You know, he lives it. He's a hype man. He's a trainer. He's, you know, and he's his dad. So I think characters in boxing are always great. And he's certainly one of those.
I think Josh Taylor and Ben Davidson aren't the biggest fans of the Lopezes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I saw a bit backwards and forwards between them. But listen, it's all good. Rivalry is good. You know, it doesn't matter who that rivalry is between. If it's between Josh Taylor and Teofimo, whatever. But this Saturday, it's about Teofimo and George Kambosos. And Kambosos makes some good points that, you know, they're overlooking him. And they are overlooking him. He keeps telling me, Teofimo, it's over and around. Do you know what I mean? And what's happening, George? Peter, you all right, guys? And, you know, that's genuinely what he believes. And I'll raise that shortly at the press conference, you know. And but this is big-time boxing. Anything can happen. Teofimo's dangerous. Dangerous. But so is George. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime for George Kambosos in Australian boxing. So, you know, he's here to win. And there is, you know, if you want to talk up Kambosos' chance, you can talk about the weight cut for Teofimo. You can talk about, you know, the problems of making weight. The inactivity that he's had, the ups and downs. He had a baby, 10 days ago? But he is really, really good. And he just beat Vasily Lomachenko. But Kambosos will bring everything in this fight.
Okay, I spoke to Tio yesterday and he said that after this fight, he has got a contract with Top Rank and ESPN. So is this it with you and Tio, this fight?
Cool. I mean, look, we were very lucky to win a purse bid for this fight. It's a massive fight for Matchroom to be a part of. Massive fight for DAZN to land on their schedule as well. It's been an absolute joy to work with Teofimo. He's done everything that we've asked, which is quite unique because don't forget, he's not our fighter. He's not a DAZN fighter, but he's done everything that has been asked of him. And we respect him for that, you know. Just saw him then. I said, you know, his guys said, look, you guys have been great. I said, it doesn't have to be difficult. Do you know what I mean? Boxing, this business, it doesn't have to be difficult. People make it difficult. So we'll see what happens in the future. Listen, we've all shook hands that Teofimo will fight Devin Haney if they both win. Yeah. And I don't believe his dad would go back on his word. In fact, his dad called me screaming after the, you know, the head-to-head saying, please don't let him fight anyone else. And he's got our word as well. And Bill Haney's given me his word. If both guys win, they will fight each other. And no one's going back on their word. Because if you do, in the words of Teofimo Sr., you're a pussy. And I don't believe anyone there is pussies. I certainly wouldn't tell them to their face. Therefore, honour your word. Let's make the fight.
Have Top Rank been helpful in this? Obviously, they got all of Tio's videos and stuff.
Yeah, there's always a general respect between the teams. I mean, look, me and Bob don't always get on, but this isn't, you know, it's not at mine and Bob's level when the social media teams and, you know, the photographers and the media are swapping information backwards and forwards. We give it to them. If they want it, they give it to us when we want it. We've got a good relationship with Top Rank. Just sometimes me and Bob don't get on, that's all. But we respect each other as a company. And it doesn't have to be difficult, these type of things. Boxing makes things difficult, but it doesn't have to be that way. And this is a great example of where it hasn't been that way.
Let's go back to last weekend. We'll come to Demetrius in a second, but I do want to ask you about Crawford Porter. Notably, after the fight, Everyone was in a press room and everyone was a little bit astonished. Terence Crawford went to Bob Arum, I'm going to move on. Best of luck with everything. I'm done here. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I thought it was quite brutal. But then, it wasn't so long ago. There wasn't Arum saying to Crawford that he's expensive and he could have bought a house in Beverly Hills instead or something like that. So it is what it is. It's business. Top Rank have paid Terence Crawford a lot of money. I think they've lost a lot of money. I would think they would have lost substantial money last weekend. I think they would have lost a huge amount of money on the Amir Khan fight. So they've backed Terence Crawford. But that's what you have to do as a promoter. They haven't been able to deliver him the marquee fights. Don't forget that the Crawford-Poulter fight was called by the WBO, not by Bob Arum. He didn't make that fight. It was called. It was a mandatory. And he wants to move on. He wants to make those fights. Someone just came over to me in US media. Are you going to sign Terence Crawford? It's like, what? Why would I sign Terence Crawford? What fights have I got for Terence Crawford? He wants to fight Errol Spence. Do you know what I mean?
BBC don't work with you.
No. So, it's not like... No, but even if they did, or would, which they may, but at the end of the day, why go to us to make that fight? It's a bit like Canelo. With Caleb Plant, he had to go at BBC to make that fight. So if that's their mentality and their attitude, that we don't work with other guys, we don't, we're only in-house people, then he might as well just sign with the PBC. I don't have any welterweight fights to offer him, really. Got money, but he don't. Of course, he wants money, but he also wants legacy. And I think that we're not the place for him. And I don't even think we'll make him an offer because he's very expensive. He's a brilliant fighter. But the value in Terence Crawford is if he's in those fights, probably the fights that, honestly, we probably can't deliver. So, and Bob can't either. So I think Bob and Terence are probably in a stage where they should just shake hands and say, thank you. And Terence should say thank you, by the way, as well, because Top Rank have done a good job with him. Undisputed champion at 140, world champion at 147, paid him a lot of money. And everyone just, with honour, says thanks for everything. Let's move on.
You could give him the Josh Taylor fight, to be fair.
It's just not a big enough fight. It's you're talking about amount of money. You saw I don't know the exact pay-per-view numbers from Crawford Poulter, but if they're talking about 170, 180, 190, that's quite... It's not good enough. You can't pay those kind of purses if they're hitting those kind of numbers. And Josh Taylor against Crawford is not a big fight. Josh Taylor against Crawford, Umar, it's nowhere near as big a fight as Crawford Poulter in America. Trust me. Not in the slightest.
His presence has gone up. I saw it in Vegas last week. His presence has gone up.
Umar, trust me. I know. Josh Taylor's an amazing fighter, right? But his profile has never been pushed or exploited in the right way. And in America, he's just not. Poulter's a much, much bigger name.
Bob said he'd take it to the UK, Crawford Taylor.
But where are they going to get the money? So you've got to generate, they're going to talk about $12 million worth of purses. It doesn't work like that. Listen, if you want to do the fight and lose money, you're more than welcome to. But that's not the business that people should be in. And I think that's not the business Bob's in either, to be quite honest with you. Great fight, but it just won't happen. That fight won't happen. Because the money they will want for that fight, it doesn't exist. So unless someone's willing to take a bath, and every now and again, people are willing to take a bath. And what I mean by a bath is lose money on the show. Then they can make that fight happen. But the numbers don't work.
Okay. What did you make of the fight in general and also Sean Poulter calling his day in boxing?
I haven't seen the fight in full. I saw the knockout stoppage. I actually thought that he would win most rounds and win by stoppage. That was my call. But Poulter won some rounds as well. Good fighter, Paul. I think his dad was talking about his preparation weren't right or something like that. I don't know, and that's why he pulled him out. I don't know. But Crawford's brilliant. Brilliant fighter. And he's pound for pound, top five, unquestionably. And I think he's the best welterweight in the world.
How comes you didn't think of putting Boo Boo in Vegas on a Friday? Everyone was there. Did you not think of that?
I don't know whether we'd already... agreed this. Yeah, but Boo Boo wanted to fight in New Hampshire as well, near Providence. So that's why we did that. And it was a good show.
What's happening with him, Charlo?
We wrote to Maurizio Sulaiman yesterday to say, under one of their rules, that they can order their champion to fight another world champion. They've done it before. And we've asked them to, for the good of boxing, to order Demetrius Andrade against Jamal Charlo. Brilliant fight. And then if they do, it'll be up to the WBO, who we've also written to sanction that fight, which they can. And fingers crossed, we get a tremendous fight. Maurizio, these guys, they talk the talk about doing the best for boxing. I believe Maurizio does want to do the best for boxing. Here's a great opportunity for the fans to say, wow, you really are working for the best interests of boxing here. You're trying to make the fights that can't be made because of other problems. So we'll wait for their decision.
But aren't the WBO ordering a mandatory Igis Klimas's fighter?
No, not yet, no. They've requested it. Igis has requested that, which we're responding to at the moment. I don't see Demetrius Andrade fought Liam Williams two fights ago. That was a mandatory challenger. I can't remember. But so why do we have to go back into another mandatory challenger? Give him the chance to make big fights. I mean, this is the whole problem. So that will be our argument with them. And hopefully WBC will do what's right.
You said the 80-20 split about Fury White was outrageous. Spoke to Bob last week. He said, that's just the rules.
It's not the rules at all. What are you talking about? The rules? Interim world champion rules can be up to 55-45 on a split. So that'll be decided by the WBC. You can't have a guy 80-20. Is it ridiculous considering how long Dillian White has waited? Listen, Pulev got 35% against AJ under the IBF. So, you know, look, of course, look, we're going to push for the biggest split possible. Bob's going to push for the smallest split possible. So we're all going to say what we believe. But I believe Dillian White, who has been a pay-per-view fighter on Sky for many years, has sold out arenas across the country. He's a big draw, a big name, and I believe he deserves a fair split in that fight. And I think that will be decided by the WBC or the arbitration.
The other name that was being linked was Joe Joyce. Now, Tyson Fury's come on IFL today and said he's not interested in Joe Joyce. So Bob, Frank and Tyson have said, put an offer to Dillian and we'll see where it goes. So do you believe they'll make you an offer?
I think they will. But whether it's acceptable or not. I mean, look, the whole thing about the arbitration is to get what Dillian White deserves and not just a random offer of a lowball. Do you know what I mean? So that's why that procedure's in place, and we'll be aggressive with that to make sure that he does get what he deserves, and that includes a fair split. So the offer that they will make at the moment, more than welcome to do so, will be unacceptable.
90-10.
Yeah, because at the moment they'll say, well, he's not, he hasn't been called as mandatory. So we'll go through that process and make sure he is.
Is there a situation where Dillian might not get this shot at all?
I don't think so. I mean, look, they could move quickly and try and take a voluntary. There's a lot happening behind the scenes in the legal case that I think that will not actually be possible. But we'll see what happens.
They've also mentioned Otto Wallin doing a rematch with Fury. That would be sticking it a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not the best. Not, I mean, that fight was a good fight, but obviously Fury was lucky to win that fight because of the cut. But I don't see that fight happening.
Ed, what's going on with Boazzi? Obviously, he had his hand injury. Are you going to reschedule that Vlasov fight?
I think so, yeah. I mean, look, he could go straight into a world title fight, but the plan, a lot of people like that fight, and he'll be ready to go in March. And that will be, I think, the next fight for Joshua Boazzi. Obviously, December 11th, we've got massive card in Liverpool. Katie Taylor, Conor Benn against Algeria, and then Chisora Parker the week after. Lee McGregor's replaced Joshua Boazzi on that card, and Boazzi will be out in the spring next year.
Great signing that, Lee. Obviously, a co-promotion with Probellum.
Yeah, I think I've watched Lee McGregor for a while. I thought the Cash Fruit fight was a great fight. I thought Cash Fruit, I have to be honest, I thought he edged that fight. But we've agreed that fight. All terms are agreed for Cash Fruit against Lee McGregor at the Hydro. Be an amazing night. But they've both got their fights in between. Hopefully, they win and we can do a huge show.
Couple of more things. Golden Boy, well, it's a report that's gone out that Golden Boy will sign an extension with his own for 3 years. Dan Raphael put that out. Thoughts?
Obviously, one for Mr. Markowski over there.
I asked him, he didn't want to comment.
No, I think, look, they've got a great start. I mean, you look at the stable of fighters, particularly Ryan Garcia, Virgil Ortiz, Jaime Munguia. It's great, great mix for the platform as well. And, you know, I'll leave that up to the zone and the business people and see where they get to.
Eddie, to close off, obviously, a two back-to-back shows for DAZN in the US, big ones as well with Lopez and Haney. What can DAZN offer that perhaps the bigger brands at the moment, your Foxes, Showtime, ESPN, what can DAZN offer to fighters that those guys can't?
Well, are you talking about to fighters or to subscribers?
Yeah, to fighters.
To fighters. Just the best promotional company in the world. A lot of money, a lot of honesty, and guiding your career in the right way. You know, and for subscribers, unquestionably, the best platform in boxing. Show me a better schedule in boxing across one platform. Like our schedule, doesn't exist. You look at this run coming up, you know, you've got Teofimo against Kambosos this Saturday, Haney against Diaz next Saturday, Conor Bennett against Algieri, Katie Taylor, Sharapova, Chisora against Parker. Plus you've got Bilbao, you've got Uzbekistan announced tomorrow. It's the absolute dog's danglies of boxing platforms. Unrivaled value for money. And two massive shows for our business as well in the US. And then two massive shows in the UK to close it off. And Chisora Parker is going to be a war. So looking forward, if you subscribe now to DAZN or for this fight, you get Teofimo against Kambosos, Haney against Diaz, Ben against Algieri, Taylor against Sharapova, Chisora against Parker. You get Madrimov against Soro from Uzbekistan, which is going to be an absolute war. Flatley fighting for the European title with Bilbao, all for £7.99. Show me value like it. Chisora Parker was £19.99 for the one night last time, and it would have been again. Fight fans should be embracing this platform. It is by far, it's unrivaled in terms of quality, value for money. It's on another level.
I'm sure that appeals to the hardcores, but do you not need the marquee big fight?
What about Chisora Parker? That's not a hardcore.
I'm talking about the Wilder Furies, Crawford Poulters.
No, really. Crawford Poulter, great fight, pay-per-view fights. They've just charged $80 for that in America. You've got pay-per-view every week. The subscriber numbers in America are going through the absolute roof because fight fans are understanding we don't want to pay $80 every single week. It's virtually every single week. Next week, you've got Gervonta Davis.
Yes.
The week after, wherever it is, you've got Jake Paul. You've just had Canelo against Plant. It's $80 every fortnight.
You've got to go, Eddie.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.